The Donald Trump setup continues. Here's A. Muse referencing Julie Kelly on Patriots.win. Boys, look at that information sandwich serving it up to you. Essentially, the crux of this is very simple. Here you've got the Joe Biden administration. They're working with the DOJ and the FBI as asshole and the National Archives. And what they're doing is they're grabbing pallets of boxes of documents from Donald Blump. Then they bring them to FBI is asshole headquarters. Okay. They're there for, 10 months? An entire pallet full of boxes that had been held by the GSA somewhere outside of D.C. is dumped at Mar-a-Lago. You see what these criminals did? We've got a bunch of redacted information coming from Judge Eileen Cannon in this bullshit. Which one is this? This is the Jack Smitty case over here, where Jack Smitty was trying to keep all of these documents under lock and key, classified, because he didn't want normies figuring out what the hell was going on. It's real simple. The Department of Justice, Joe Biden's administration officials working with the Department of Justice and FBI's asshole, got a whole bunch of boxes of Donald Trump's information, boxes of his documents. They put them over in this warehouse where they sat for a while. And then they called up Mar-a-Lago and they said, "Hey, all right, you guys can have all of these back. Come take them." Okay. All right. Did any of Trump's people go through those boxes? Are there receipts for any of this? Is there a chain of custody? How do we know that you fuckers didn't put something in one of those boxes? It's an entire pallet full of boxes. We don't trust you. Nobody trusts you. You are politically persecuting Joe Biden's political rival. So these bureaucracies, these criminal bureaucracies within D.C. can continue to expand unimpeded. We don't trust any of you. So now you've got this entire pallet full of boxes that was in a warehouse outside of D.C. And then apparently these boxes are the ones that ended up containing papers with the classified markings. Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's interesting how that works. There won't be any chain of custody. There won't be any security camera footage on this. So let's play this game. So you have to. So Donald Trump is now a criminal because he's got nuclear documents in these in his basement, right? Okay. Well, that came from this warehouse. That came from these GSA agents over here. That came from you guys. So you guys had all of this. Did you have clearance? How did the people in this warehouse have clearance that superseded what the fucking president had? That doesn't make any sense. So if Donald Trump had illegal classified information with classified markings, but that information, all of those documents came from this fucking warehouse, from this place, did those people have any clearance? They had them. Who was in charge of this? Now, it's very clear what happened. Joe Biden, working with the National Archives, NARA, and the FBI and Department of Justice, said, "Hey, we need all of these documents. Send them to us. We're going to make sure that they're fine. They're vetted for Donald Trump to have at Mar-a-Lago." They took all of these documents and they said, whoops, and they put a whole bunch of shit in there. Then they put a whole bunch of shit that Donald Trump didn't take out of the White House. I don't know what happened, but I don't trust you fucking people. You try to keep all a secret, by the way. This was all kept secret by Jack Smith. And it's only being released because Judge Eileen Cannon got some massive motherfucking ovaries, boys. And so now we got all these people working together. All these people that hate Donald Trump all working together. And this pallet full of boxes of documents ends up in Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, and now it's got classified information that they use to revoke his clearance and say that he's committed a crime. Well, didn't everybody in the GSA office then commit a crime? Didn't everybody who's at this warehouse with these documents, didn't they commit a crime? They had access to all of this. Set up amazing report by Julie Kelly revealing that the documents with classified markings discovered at Mar-a-Lago were held by Biden's GSA, who demanded that Trump, at his own expense, retrieve and remove the boxes after he had left office. The documents were planted. I imagine so. Jack Smith was trying to keep this a secret. It's not a secret anymore. All of the communications between Joe Biden's administration and NARA and FBI and Department of Justice and Jack Smitty and all these other fucking criminals all coming out. And now you got this. This was used to raid Mar-a-Lago, by the way. They told Donald Trump, send us this pallet full of boxes. They go, oh shit, you got classified information. We've gone through it. It's fine. Take it back. Then they raid his house because they think he's got classified information. Then they find the classified information in the boxes that they took that they sent. They told him to take back. It's a total fucking setup. And it allowed them to raid Mar-a-Lago. They looking for that red binder with all the Crossfire Hurricane information. That's what they looking for. That's what they thought they were going to grab. But Donald Trump still, that's the Donald Trump Trump card. That dude somewhere, probably in Russia, has stored a binder full of the dead to rights criminal activities of Obama's administration. And now we've got the cleanup crew from Joe Biden's administration to clean up all of the malfeasance and criminality that Obama committed against Donald Trump. And I imagine as we get closer, Donald Trump is going to play that card. But this is all falling apart. The Joe Biden, Obama criminality, spying on Trump's administration, whipping together bullshit to raid his house because they're looking for that binder of information that he took out of the White House with Crossfire Hurricane documents. The cover-up, boys. Cover-up. The cover-up is being exposed. Donald Trump's already got the documents from Obama's administration spying on him. And now Joe Biden's administration is trying to do cleanup over here. It's all backfiring bigly as long as we get this information out. So fire them information cannons, boys, and make it known that Joe Biden is asshole. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You're kept up to date on this setup of Donald Trump. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.